This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
In New York, a guy broke into a restaurant there, stripped nude, robbed the cash register, then got dressed and left. They have no idea why he did it. They're trying to track him down, and CW 11 New York has the story.
Well, we know that he chose this restaurant behind me, Adalia. It's a Mediterranean restaurant, and it's open from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., so it was actually closed when the naked burglar struck.
Thank you for the plug.
Why would he take off his clothes?
He's hot.
It's all a whack job. He takes all kinds, right?
It's a serious crime, but it's hard not to joke about it. This man entered a Dahlia restaurant at 55 Irving Place through a side door. Once inside, police say the man took off all his clothes and then removed $600 from the cash register and then an iPad, cordless phone, and company credit card. Then police say he put all his clothes back on and fled the Mediterranean restaurant, which was closed at the time, on foot. But why take your clothes off to burglarize a closed restaurant?
I'm not sure. He just wanted to show off or something. Just wanted to show that he's good or something like that.
The discreet photos police release show a man 28 to 35 years of age, slim build, last seen wearing a black t-shirt and dark colored shorts, white socks, and blue sneakers. Any theories about why he would take his clothes off to commit a burglary?
Provide a distraction.
Yeah, but no one's there.
Where is this?
New York City.
Everyone wants to be famous except me.
And apparently the management inside the restaurant doesn't want to be famous either. They gave us a firm no comment as the hunt for the naked burglar continues.
New York's crazy.
That is crazy.
It's nuts.
From the lady, her name's Maggie, spelled like I never seen Maggie spelled before. That's a reporter's name. McGee Hickey.
Yeah.
She's like, Adalia, it's just a lovely restaurant. I've had many a glass of wine here. I'm going to go to the general public about this crime right now. What do you have to say? It is very good with this. How about you, lady? Lady with the inexplicable hat, old. Well, what are you doing?
This is a big hat.
Yeah.
Cover her whole face.
I didn't need to be famous.
If you want to see those characters, you can see that video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. We put a link to it up there. All those characters in that video, see them for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
How big's his junk?
It's got to be huge.
What's the deal? I watched a CSI once where people, they got nude to commit a crime because they didn't want to leave fibers at the scene. Maybe he watched that CSI.
I think he watched that one.
I think you would probably leave more DNA by being nude.
Right. You're going to leave all kinds of
pubes and all sorts of stuff.
Your pubes.
Judging by the look on the guy's face.
You're going to leave some pubes.
What are you thinking?
Judging by the look on the guy's face, I don't think he's thinking about leaving fibers behind.
No.
Is it a fetish thing?
No.
A drug thing?
Drugs.
Maybe. Probably drugs, yeah.
I'm thinking mental illness.
That too. He scored.
Yes, he did. $600.
Decent.
$600, an iPad, a cordless phone, and a credit card. That's what he got away with. And they still haven't tracked him down, even though there's pretty clear video of the guy that you can see if you go check out the video at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Don't use the credit card, man. Sell that thing.
Somebody texted, and he clearly thinks he was invisible. That's why he took all his clothes off.
Oh, that might be it.
Is true. I'm invisible.
But he's so damn close to the camera, too. Unless he just was like the Indian girl said, he must think he's very, very good.
That's why I wonder if he is very good.
He's very good.
He's like, watch my time. I will strip naked, rob the place, and get dressed and be out in less than 2 minutes. Beat that. Beat that, criminal underground.
Who knows why he did it, but he did it, and they have not been able to find him. A man captured a 1,000-pound alligator in Florida.
Oh, God.
On Lake Okeechobee.
Ah, yes.
It's nearly 12 feet long. The dude is an airline pilot. Himself and two friends captured this alligator. The pictures are insane. Look how big that thing is.
That will get you.
And a big old girl there.
Oh, boy. Better Judy.
Better Judy.
That's insane.
Judy Goo. Jacob Judy!
It took an hour and a half to haul in the 1,000-pound gator.
Judah with a shotgun. Get it, Jacob. Yeah, get on.
Judy!
He's actually an airline pilot, but in his spare time, he's a gator hunting enthusiast.
Now, Judy! Judy! I'm a duty addict. Come on, did one day. I'm duty, duty, duty.
I don't have any idea what you said that
right. Enthusiastic.
I had no clue the whole first part.
I'm enthusiastic, Jacob.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Because he's an enthusiast.
And duty. Duty. Duty, duty, duty.
They did a story. He talked to...
Oh, please. Be an airline pilot who talks that way.
No, he won't be. Oh. WPLG-TV talked to this guy about
did
it.
Did a big old girl like a dinosaur, Jacob.
Let's hear what they...
in a boot for weeks.
And from crocs to gators, a late-night fishing expedition. For one man, it ended with a whopper of a catch.
You're not kidding. This guy was 12
years old. Good morning.
You're not kidding. Glory,
Jennings. To show us how it all went down, Janine, what a story.
See you later, alligator.
What a story for this guy. Gator hunting, by the way, is highly regulated by FWC. Jim Howard was on this 18-foot boat. He has had permits before. He's caught gators before, but never one as big as the one you're about to see. That he ended up pulling in
Fall.
To the back of this boat.
It's a hard fight, and he fought pretty hard.
It's an expedition Jim Howard will never forget. Christ. Airline pilot by profession, giant gator hunter for fun.
It gets you going.
It was Thursday when Jim was out on his 18-and-a-half-foot ski boat on Lake Okeechobee. Around sunset, that's when he spots it.
Figured I'd try for him, so I put the bait in the water and... About 30 minutes later, he finally went after it and took it.
As the 12-foot, nearly 1,000-pound gator is sitting on the bottom of the lake, Jim says he then uses this grappling hook to pull it close.
He'll fight really hard at first, of course, and then he'll slow down a little bit, and three or four times he'll really wrestle and try to get away.
But by this time, Jim's got the help of a friend and his son, shooting the gator in the skull with a bang stick, the permitted
Judy.
Method in Florida.
Get a bang stick out.
After an hour and a half of wrestling with ropes, they haul in their catch.
So we got his head up on one side of the boat and his tail end up on the other side of the boat.
Now, like past hunts, he'll make purses and wallets and keep the skull. His family is getting used to those reptile reminders.
Well, I think at first they thought I was crazy, and I think they still do, but they've kind of gotten used to it, and the skulls don't so much decorate the house, but they're around.
Hey, you know, whatever works for decoration, right? We have been looking at this boat to see if the gator caused any damage, and it doesn't look like it did. You know, Jim at one point said that he thought he was having an old man in the sea moment, but thankfully he had his two friends to help pull that alligator in. It is still hard to believe. They think that thing weighs nearly 1,000 pounds.
Oh.
Whoa. And Janine,
this is...
Live in Cooper City. I'm Janine Stanwood.
Nope.
This is all legal. This is how he's allowed to do all this.
Yes.
Yeah, you're still talking.
FWC has been doing this since 1988 when they reinstated the program. It's a way to manage the alligator population. There is a lottery every year depending on the alligator population as to who they give their permits to. Jim has had permits in the past. He got one this year. He actually caught an alligator on the first day of hunting season. He couldn't believe that he caught anything as big as he did. It's his biggest catch yet.
That's the biggest one I've ever seen.
Did you see the head on that thing?
It's insane.
Huge.
Look like a goddamn Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus. Tyrannosaurus. Judy.
Judy, Judy, Judy.
Yeah, look at the site, like next to him. I took a picture of the head next to him. It's insane.
Like that would
devour you in a second.
It really would.
Yep.
Chop your legs off.
Oh, dude, spin you right up.
Spin you right up.
Bend you like a top. Turn you into mincemeat.
Talk about political correctness all the time here on the show and how sometimes it seems like it's a bit ridiculous. Mm-hmm. We've gone way too far.
People are sensitive.
Worrying about other people, what they think. And we're all for different people, tolerance, acceptance, all that. This seems to me like it's one of those over-the-top things. You're apparently not supposed to use the word vagina anymore.
It's too filthy.
It's too gender-inclusive.
What? Hmm? Isn't that what it's scientifically called?
It's not gender-inclusive language. Hmm. Vagina is not gender-inclusive language.
Sacha Baron Cohen write this article?
No. front hole.
Oh, so like, you know, front bum is what I would
front
sometimes call it.
Front hole is more gender-inclusive.
Your front bum.
So Healthline did an article recently, and they said... for the purposes of this article, we are going to refer to the vagina as the front hole instead of using the medical term vagina. This is gender-inclusive language that is considerate of the fact that some trans people don't identify with the labels that the medical community attaches to their genitals.
Well, right, because, like, if you're trans but you have a vagina, but you're, like, in your head you're a guy, maybe you don't want it to be called that because it seems so feminine, even though that's what you have, but instead you just, like... You know what? I have a front hole. Big deal.
Mm. It's my front hole.
Big whoop. Got a front hole.
It's very eloquent.
It's yeah, they could have come up with something.
What else could we call it? Can we come up with a gender-inclusive term for it? That front hole does... It sounds...
Your dinker.
Smile tunnel.
Smile tunnel I like.
That's a good one.
Because you mm-hmm. want... smiles around it mm-hmm. and it's a tunnel type area. This is a California based health information provider Healthline. They've adopted the term front hole in place of vagina now, and they will continue going forward to refer to vaginas as front hole.
Can we take a look at your front hole?
Yeah, sure.
You mind if I touch your front hole?
Ooh, yeah, geez. I'm going to inspect your front hole.
Yeah, get in.
To see if there's any abnormalities.
Might be the mustard down there.
Yep, I got some here on the swab.
Hope that's it's okay.
The guide goes on to suggest that it's imperative for safe sex guides to become more inclusive of LGBTQIA and non-binary people and their experiences, and that will help address care and effective educational tools while normalizing and acknowledging the true diversity that exists with regard to gender and sexuality.
I guess, honestly, I've never really thought of, like, what a trans guy wants his area called.
I thought they would want it referred to as a vagina.
I can see why you wouldn't, but I mean, that's what it is. But that's what it is.
I never thought of it that way.
You know, unless you're going to go get
if
something done about it.
If you fashioned a hole there, you want it to replicate a vagina,
think
no?
Women still well, want to call vaginas.
Yeah, oh, of course. Sure women would. Do. Yeah. Yes, women do.
Right.
Women do. Men even do. I still want it to be called a vagina.
Yeah.
But they're worried about the guy who's, or like, someone who was born of with a female body, but believes that they're a man. So they're a...
Are you sure that's what it is?
Yeah, that's what it's about. It's for the guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
So he's a guy. Like, I'm a guy in every way, except I wasn't born with a penis.
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. So he,
and so I don't want to call it a vagina because I'm a guy,
but
man.
But it's not a woman.
It's my front hole.
It's not a man that had that crafted.
No, they'd be fine with it.
They'd want it called a vagina.
Probably.
If they had something made down there.
Probably.
It's confusing to keep up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. We want to be inclusive, too. We don't want to offend anyone, but it seems like the majority of people still want it to be called vagina.
Yeah, I just never, ever thought about it. Like, what you would call it. Like, there was a character in a TV show...
Shameless.
Shameless was this type of thing.
Oh, really? Okay.
And but that guy didn't call it, I don't know if he called it anything, really.
Someone said, were they going to change the name of penis to front pole? No, I think if you make a penis.
Well, no, but if you're a girl and you're born with a penis, that's next. Because you wouldn't want to say you have
if
that.
You're if you're a woman born with a penis.
Enlarged.
Front hole?
No.
Well, you can't call it an enlarged vagina.
I believe they'll call it just the part.
Rhymes with clitoris?
Yeah. Enlarged.
Just call it the urine dispenser.
Not bad.
Urine dispenser.
The human urine dispenser. Or spigot.
Someone said, don't men have front holes? Well, technically we do at the end of our urine dispensers.
Mm-hmm. He's catching on already. I like it.
Yeah. It's got a nice ring.
Front hole.
Let's check out that urine dispenser you got there.
Girl, I can't wait to get a gander at your front hole.
I feel like we can't speak to anyone about this because no one will have anything to positive
no,
to say.
It's
about
probably
it,
not
right?
a good idea.
No, it's not. No, so, just judging by what people
yeah,
say.
Yeah, some of the hateful things that are coming in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kind of a touchy topic.
Yes, yes. But just be aware in case you see frontal. Like, I would assume that's like a redneck thing, like a classless thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, I want to put it in your front hole. Ooh. To me, that sounds
dirty talk.
Super Jesus. Classless. But just be aware, if you see it going forward, it's just the gender inclusive way to refer to a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just never really thought of
what a bunch of back holes.
I just never really thought. I guess if you're born that way, you would just know, like, well, yeah, you know, I was born with a vagina. I'm a guy, but, you know, luck of those genetic mix-up.
Right. But I'm just putting it out there in case you see it in an article or online. It is the gender-inclusive way to say vagina now.
Mm.
Front hole. Enjoy your front holes.
I will.
I'll enjoy Chuck's, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
Oh, he's got a nice front hole.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Speaking of things, well, this comes out of a front hole on a man. A mother in England thinks her house may be haunted by, as she calls it, a spunking ghost. And people are agreeing with her. A mom has revealed that something strange is going on in her house. It's made her think that a ghost is finaleing all over her place.
Shazam everywhere.
Was she on that weird ghost sex show?
Yeah.
I'm sure she was.
Was she talking to those people?
Yep.
This mother shared some of the odd things going on in her house, suggesting the answer to all her problems, that there's definitely a ghost spraying his finale stuff all over her house. This woman explained her reasoning for the thinking. She said, of all the problems to have, last night my partner woke up at 1 in the morning. We heard our bedroom door open. He didn't get up. He expected our son to tap him on the shoulder, announcing that he had a bad dream or something. But then he heard the bedroom door close. Her partner then decided to go investigate what was happening. Just outside our bedroom door, he stepped in a large, sticky, wet patch.
Oof.
He checked on our son, but he was fast asleep, tucked in his bed. He went downstairs to check on the dog. Dog's fast asleep in the living room. So, slightly confused, he just came back to bed.
Is the son older?
No.
Oh.
In the morning, he relayed a strange incident to his wife, and they determined it may have been ghost finale.
What you have here is a poltergeist.
The mom decided to go on the internet to see if anyone else has ever experienced this. No one else seems to have encountered it, though.
A slippery friend.
You're slippery
poltergeist. Poltergeist is known for having out your curtains, your flowers.
Stand outside your doorway and just pound itself until, well, you know.
You see the results there.
Piles and piles of it.
You're going to want to get some road cones, start marking these.
So is it her husband?
Someone. It's somebody.
Oh, it's a ghost.
It's got to be a ghost. Just slipping it.
Like, don't you think, like, he just got up and he was pounding it out of the way a bit. And then she was like, woke up. Honey, what's going on?
Oh, a ghost. There was a ghost.
I was checking out a little noise here. And I totally slipped in. It's,
that's the thing. She's like, oh my God, why is that sock full of this stuff? Oh, I stepped in some on the ground.
My sock is haunted.
It's a very elaborate dude got caught jerking it.
That is an elaborate story.
Yeah.
We've got to tell the news.
Yeah, she immediately has to call the ghost.
He's like, we should not.
I don't know if we should talk to the news about, oh, you've already done it. You're talking about it in the States.
It is wild because it's like, because he stepped in it. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like necessarily like a... It was his words were, it was a pile on the ground.
Yeah.
my thought is he got caught with a sock off.
Right.
And he was like, oh, I stepped in something, love.
Yeah, little ghost jam, if you will.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Ghost jam.
Smell it. Oh, it's got
a familiar odor, doesn't it?
Someone said, listen, I think it's simply all the pervs are starting to get old and die, and now this is happening.
Ghost pervs. I like to think that, like, so they used to have, like, ectoplasm they would always talk about, like, yeah, a ghost leaving slime. Like, uh-huh. I like to think that all ghosts now are pervs, and they've been doing this the whole time.
That's every time that's been
right.
What it is.
We're going to contact the spirit realm
Tons
now.
Tons of guys are just putting their fingers in it, like, oh, yeah, what is that?
Ectoplasm.
Oh, don't taste it.
That's a salty...
I splash me with it.
Didn't we have the story about the woman who thought she was pregnant with a ghost baby?
Yeah.
So there would have to be ghost semen involved there.
Well, no.
She wants to be pregnant, right?
But she knew that it would just be a ghost.
Right.
Like that nothing would ever happen. She would just feel ghostly pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh, she wouldn't actually be pregnant.
No.
Yeah, she seemed really normal.
Yeah.
So are British folks effed up then more than us? Yep.
I don't know. Something weird's going on over there.
There's been so many. There's Robert the Sex Ghost.
Ghosts and dolls.
They've been having sex with each other for a real long time, you know. It's a small island.
too much English inbreeding?
Well, that goes and does it. Now everybody thinks that ghosts are everywhere.
Yeah.
Just banging us all.
Something about it, you know.
Poltergeist is a real issue.
Yeah.
It is. But you're right. This dude probably... pleasured himself on the carpet and didn't clean it up and had to make up an elaborate story. It was a ghost.
Yeah.
And then...
now it's big news.
And now here we are.
Uh-oh. Oopsie doopsie.
We have mentioned before that, you know, India, the folks in India deal with stuff that we don't even imagine dealing with.
Yes.
Tigers running into their house, monkeys stealing their stuff.
Right.
And elephants destroying your car.
Well,
you're going to hate that.
Drivers... dashboard camera recorded an incident on a road in India where an elephant ran up to a vehicle and tried to destroy it with people inside. Pretty damn scary. So they're in here. Oh, it just jumped.
Yeah, it just right to the end. Forward.
So they're in their car. Elephants approaching.
Just chilling, and then it decides,
it quickly runs up to this car, and then uses its trunk to smash the windshield. Destroys this car's windshield. Just destroys it. And then chases at it.
You can't run from it.
And then it chases after it for a while.
Seems like it's hurt.
For a distance, it's still coming after them as they're trying to head backwards down this rural road in India. You better go.
Well, it's hurt for sure, so yeah,
it does seem injured. Mm-hmm. It was not a happy elephant.
Well, it could be, too. Like, elephants have, like, really good memories, and a car might have hit it. And then it's, like, remembering that it's pissing cars.
It's like, God, you know, you hurt my leg, car.
One of them things again.
It just effortlessly crushed that car.
Oh, of course.
They're strong.
They're massive animals.
And also, anyone who's...
could these people move? They're giving me anxiety.
How many people are in
stop?
This car, by the way? It sounds like there's 25 people.
In every Indian
people.
Car, there's at least 14 people.
14 people.
In every Indian car I've ever been in. They don't...
Everyone's talking at once.
Yeah, well, and that's how it happens at every Indian gathering. That's my life.
Wow.
But, yeah, super scary moment. Luckily, everyone was fine. Destroyed their windshield, damaged their car, but at least they weren't hurt. But, again, we don't have to worry about just random elephant attacks here.
No, thank God.
Yeah, an elephant will mess you up.
Here's something that I never knew about. Carny initiation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard of initiations in frat houses and, you know, Chuck, you were saying hockey, football. They all have that kind of thing. But there's a carny initiation?
Apparently.
I'm only finding out about it because it actually led to deaths.
Yeah.
A Kansas couple was killed in a carnival initiation, according to Arkansas police.
We'll see if you make it.
You think you got what it takes to be an Arkansas carny?
I doubt it.
I got two hook hands. A glass eye.
If by chance there's any carnies listening, did you have to go through any type of carny initiation?
Please.
Please be listening and please have done it. 1-855-954-6969. What was your carny initiation? 1-855-954-6969. So, carnival workers Kimberly Younger, Michael Fowler, Rusty Frazier, and Chrissy Tenney.
Oh, Rusty.
Charges include abuse of a corpse.
Oh.
Theft by receiving and tampering with physical evidence, and more in the deaths of Sonny Carpenter and Polly Carpenter.
Sonny, get Sonny, wake up! Sonny, no! It's me, Rusty! Sonny! Oh, Sonny, what have we done?
What did they do? That's the question.
I guess that Kimberly posed as a carnival mafia member and texted others to kill the carpenters on the fairgrounds where the couple were vendors.
What?
As part of an initiation.
So then they did it.
So they did it. So their initiation into the carny was to kill people. You can kill, you can be with us.
Shouldn't that raise some flags about carnies?
Well, maybe this particular.
Have you ever looked at a carny and not assumed they murdered a bunch of people?
But I mean, these guys actually did. And like, how many times did people like murder? Were the people they murdered carnies?
Yes, they were. They worked there.
So they had new people come in and murder the people that they were going to replace. Basically.
They told investigators the killings were initiation into the carnival. They also texted others to clean the inside of the camper and dispose of the bodies. Oh, the four suspects loaded the couple's bodies into the camper, dumped them in a creek bed.
Jesus. Carnies.
They're all being held like in a $1 million bond. Yeah.
Carney.
All have pleaded not guilty.
That is a movie.
Don't you buy that script like right now?
Oh, yeah. Carney?
Carney?
So let's talk to Steven. Steven, you were born into the carny business.
Yeah, my dad and my mom raised me on the carnival.
And is there any kind of carny initiation?
Not really an initiation, just more of a hazing that goes on with new carnies. We call them greenhorns or greenhelp.
Yeah, okay, so same as like a shrimp and boat or
right, like a
or
tuna
like
boat.
A crab boat.
Greenhorns.
Yeah, greenhorns.
But it's just an old tradition of hazing new carnies and giving them trouble. Uh-huh. And
so what kind of things would they have to do as part of the...
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Stupid stuff. We try to make them find sky hooks and stuff like that. Make them climb to ridiculous places even though there's nothing to do.
Right.
Just make them... I mean, sometimes it does get dangerous, but... It's all in good fun. It's not to try to hurt anybody. I don't know what they did in Arkansas, per se, but I've never seen anyone do anything.
Straight up murder. Just straight up murdered two people.
Pure murder. Kill them.
Yeah, just kill two people so the other people could join.
Yep.
How, do you know what the initiation was?
Kill people.
That's the thing. Like,
if you kill people,
I was confused.
You can join the
carny. But listen, I was confused, too. Like, I thought the people died... As a result of an initiation thing.
Clear. No.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Like, that's what I thought it was going to be. But no, the initiation was, if you want to be a carny, you got to kill these two people. And they were like, okay, we'll do it.
Okay, yeah. No, that has never been... No, that does not happen on the go. I was born into it, and then other people that just joined from random towns and stuff.
Yep.
Some stay for only that spot. Some come to travel with us. It just really depends. But there's no, like... Go out and kill this person for an initiation.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank
man.
God.
Have a good day.
Thank God, because what a weird time.
Yeah. Dave, you were a carny.
No one cares about a carny. They'll just let them.
Hey, Dave.
Kill each other.
How's it going?
Good. You Keep had an in initiation.
Yeah, there's no carny court.
Yes, we did. I was a carny for about 10 years, and we used to freeze our paintballs and shoot people with. The paintball guns for initiation.
So frozen paintballs.
Well,
so basically just shoot them.
Yep, just shoot them. Have paintball war.
Okay, see, that stuff I get.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's more like, yuck. Yuck,
okay,
yuck, yuck.
James, you were shot by Dave several times with a paintball gun, a frozen paintball pellet.
It's got to probably be like getting shot with a rubber bullet.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume.
Frozen solid? Oh, my God, that would hurt so bad. Because at least when you got shot with the regular one, it hits you and it just busts open and splatters.
Right.
Yeah.
That's just going to be like taking a solid little
slug.
Like a rubber marble.
Oh.
Now, carnies, you will hand deep fry the Twinkies.
That's part of it. You got to batter up your own arm.
We didn't get to it, but the last caller, the one caller that like grew up in the carny stuff, like he was talking about making them look for sky hooks.
What is that?
I don't know.
What's a sky hook?
I think he made them like climb a tower and then be like, "You see the hook?"
Oh, and they just kept climbing
higher. You see the hook?
Dave, look up sky hook. I don't know.
A small flattened hook with an eye for attaching a rope fixed temporarily onto a rock face. Or an imaginary or fanciful device by which something could be suspended in the air.
An imaginary.
So that's what it is. Skyhooks. They were like, no, there's a skyhook. It's an imaginary hook.
You got to climb way up there, see it.
So you can see it.
Yeah.
Climb higher.
You ain't a carny till you got a wooden foot.
Real windy up there. Now kill somebody.
That's when it got super dark-sided.
First, we're going to do the water balloon fight, then we're going to get right to the murders.
There's three steps. Water balloon fight.
Right.
Then potato sack race.
Oh, I love that. That is just a hoot.
And whoever wins that goes on to murder somebody.
Oh, my favorite.
Yep. We got high hopes for you.
Hell yeah, I want to be a highest ranking carny you ever seen.
Well, got to kill a lot of people for that.
Arkansas carnies.
Someone said, carny initiation, smell like boiled cabbage for the rest of your life.
Rusty here's killed 25 people already.
Look at him.
And he's a bottom of the totem pole.
19 years old.
He's a random one. I got knifed by a carny in the face.
Jesus.
You sure did.
Yeah.
You sure will.
Man, you didn't win that stuffed animal.
Should have been looking at his girl that way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this is a very specific thing to this Arkansas carnival. No one else is claiming
that's
they had to try and kill someone.
Yeah, let's keep it in Arkansas.
Yeah.
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 This one, Buddy was a carny, and they made all the new carnies smoke crack.
That seems like a more regular carny.
Yeah, it does. Yeah,
exactly. All right.
You think you can run the Graviton? Come here.
Yeah, exactly.
Time to separate the boys from the men with this crack.
Yeah. Make sure you can do every job here as high as hell on crack.
Crack cocaine.
All right. Now do the throw a baseball into a bucket game.
Right.
See if you got what it is.
Go. Now do it on crack.
Yep.
See, it's faster, ain't it?
Except it went bad. One greenhorn.
Uh-huh.
Had a heart attack after hitting crack rocks.
Well, he didn't make it.
Help! My heart's beating out of my...
Yep, all right. One less guy. Drag him off. No, throw him in a riverbed.
He made it. Medics resuscitated him, and he did go on to become a carny.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Wow, what a story of triumph.
You only make it because you live.
Yeah, yeah, I have got to cut down on my eating of the raw batter.
It's hard.
It is. It's so good.
So, Clinton's calling us from Maine. You were a carny for a long time.
Yes, sir.
How long?
I started when I was 16, about 20 years.
Okay. Was there any kind of crazy initiation?
Like murder?
No, we'd send people to do silly stuff, like look for cordless extension cords, go get a bucket of steam, look for the key to the midway. Just stupid stuff.
Silly, harmless stuff. No murder involved.
No murder, no beatings, nothing like that.
Any crack cocaine?
Not for me.
No, okay. Possibly for others.
Well.
Yeah.
How was life in the carny?
It was a lot of fun. You know, after hours parties, new town, new people, lots of women.
Yeah, you got a lot of tail?
Oh, yeah, my numbers are in the 200s.
Wow, that's a carny. Dude.
Carnies clean it up with a certain girl.
Yeah.
Hey, I still got all my teeth.
That is amazing. That's truly amazing.
Quite a resume. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
That is truly amazing. That's how you can tell, like, you know, you got to look at a carny, you got to
Like a horse.
See, you can age a tree by its rings. You can age a carny by its teeth.
For sure.
Absolutely.
They are in.
Yep. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Now, Chuck, you've been open about the fact that your dad is getting testosterone
treatment. Yeah. So the Breister, the Breister is always, he's always complaining to me, boy, I went on the golf course, I just can't hit it like I used to. Something's wrong. He's like, and he's always like, something's wrong with me, boy.
That's how he gets it.
Because he's like, I'm like, no, you're 75. Like, that's what's wrong with you. You're old. But he's like, no, he's convinced. So he went to the doctor and he had them test his testosterone and it was like lower.
Mm.
And so he was like, boy, I'm going on the testosterone. He loves it.
He does.
So, you know, my dad's like me. He's like a hairy guy. But as you get older, it kind of like, you know, it sort of grows in less. And it, like, he's just like me. It start, his is all gray.
Uh-huh.
Right? Not now.
No?
Coming in, what? Like, coming in full. And, like, he's like, it's, look it, boy. He's like, look at this. And come there's on. Color to it.
He has color to
it's
it?
It's nuts.
It's not gray anymore. It's coming it, in like.
He has stuff that isn't gray.
Hmm.
I'm like, what? And he's like, look at this. And he, like, I'm like, oh my God.
So he's got guns?
He's getting the Breister strength back. And I'm like, it's probably killing you, Dad, but Jesus.
But he's going like, out on
I
top.
I don't care, boy.
He's flexing.
Like, he's showing you his new color chest hair. He's like, boy. He's fascinated
now,
by
is
it.
He like, because I'm we're gonna get into this story about Antonio Sabato Jr. If you remember that actor, I think he did Dancing with the Stars recently too, but he's like being open with the fact that he's getting it done. But the way he's getting it done is that they're sewing testosterone pellets into his ass. Is that the way your dad's getting
no,
it done?
No, my dad doesn't have anything sewn into his ass. He has a, but he has like a cream. Like he's got a, again, a
root. Oh, he rubs the cream.
You like rub cream. Your cream on your shoulders and something like that, different areas.
The darker hairs are just growing in where the cream gets put on?
No, like it's his chest.
That's crazy. I didn't know that would affect
that. What it must be
is
that he has some hair follicles that aren't all gray. Is what it has to be, but they just weren't growing. But then with the added testosterone, it has boosted his manliness.
Wow.
That's
you know?
Awesome.
He's back to the caveman.
I feel like there's going to be a rise in people looking for testosterone treatment after this, Chuck.
There's a lot of dudes out there that talk about it. I mean, I think that you can get into some trouble with it if you... The guys who like try and go too much.
So your dad has more energy because of
everything.
It?
Everything is.
I think when you get older, you get more tired.
What about the...
Well, he was like, well, that's not... I'll never use that again. There's a lot of parallels in the Breister and my universe. But, you know, you learn how to, you know, live through your dad. But I'm assuming that it's good
all
down there, right?
Go.
I mean, I would assume. Because basically, they run your testosterone. They figure out, like, okay, well, what would your testosterone have been when you were 30 years old? Let's get it back to that.
Wow.
You know? And so...
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
And I know, like, a lot of people, like Joe Rogan has talked about that he's, like, on... He's on everything.
Yeah.
You know, like he's doing everything. And but one of them is like making sure his testosterone's like when he was 21.
But it's dangerous if you don't need it.
If
right?
you don't, well, no, because this is the thing. Like, even if you're in your 40s, your testosterone is lower than when you were 30. So, but some people, it gets so low that they're like, doctors decide, okay, you know, we can give you a little bit of a boost. Now, Joe Rogan is through doctor saying, well, I want mine at a super high level because I'm like an athlete or whatever. Mm. And but if you go too high, then it does a lot of bad things to you. But
so here's this clip of Antonio Sabato Jr. talking about why he decided to go for this kind of thing.
Broke onto the scene as a Calvin Klein model, but became a household name as a heartthrob on General Hospital. Now he's running for Congress and coming clean about rising health issue that he discovered. Brady Williams has this Daily Mail TV exclusive.
He's a big Trump guy, right? Yeah.
We found out exactly how I was, and it wasn't too good because sometimes I felt low.
When it comes to aging, even the Hollywood elite can feel the effects of passing time. An actor turned congressional candidate, Antonio Sabato Jr., says he is no exception.
You know, it's like, you know, you're taking the car for a fix and you find out everything.
In Antonio's case, the fix turned out to involve a key hormone.
My testosterone level was extremely low. I was like an 80-year-old man.
The actor who once starred in a film titled Testosterone.
Whoa, crazy.
It's me.
Welcome in Argentina.
Oh, wait a second.
Was now in search of a testosterone boost.
Wait a second.
That's when he linked up with Dr. Chris Asandra, who specializes in innovative hormone therapies.
I'm an anti-aging doctor in Beverly Hills. We perform a lot of hormone replacement therapy, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, a lot of anti-aging, new anti-aging methods as well. People want to look good, but they also want to feel good too.
Dr. Asandra says hormone therapy has come a long way from the controversial steroid injections from decades ago.
People are becoming more accepting of hormones. You know, it kind of got a bad connotation, I think, in the 80s and 90s, you know, steroids.
So he actually gets it in his
ass.
Antonio
admits
it's different. I'm burning, I'm probably burning three times as much as I used to. So I could easily eat like a big pizza pie, like the whole pie. Sure. I'm burning a lot more calories than usual.
And how has this helped out your campaign?
Oh, tremendously. Just like I said.
I want to see where they actually show the...
his butt?
Well, they show the guy doing the injection just to show like the procedure. There it is.
So steroids.
Now, this was a surgical procedure where you insert the pellet where?
Right into the fatty tissue in the upper buttock or the hip area. Uh-huh. They're about the size of a Tic Tac. And in women, they're about the size of a rice grain.
Antonio claims testosterone therapy has improved many aspects of his life, but one in particular.
Let's not forget, sex is unbelievable. I mean, you could have sex for, you know, at 46, I could have sex all day long.
Hmm. Everyone's going to get pills in their ass.
Yeah, it's just it's a new thing. I mean, I think, you know, like it's got to be doctors and...
Well, as they can gauge how much exactly you need, because when you go overboard with it, it's... one that messes you up.
Yeah.
So this, as you heard, it's inserted right into his fatty ass cheek, the upper ass area.
I bet the Breister would get that done because I think it's just a pain every day, like having a rub. Like he says, he's like, you get a little thing of it every day and you have to rub it all in. And he's like, it's more than you think, you know, like you're doing it for a while. It's like, okay, come on. Like, when is this going to be done?
Is once every 6 or 7 months.
Yeah.
You just have to go in to get something put in your ass, and then you're good.
Yeah. I mean...
which would seem a lot easier than rubbing cream all over yourself.
That's awesome.
Every day.
Yeah, I would think
so,
too.
This is a daily procedure.
His is a daily thing, yep. He does it every day.
But he loves it.
Loves it.
You can see why, though. Chuck, you can see why.
Sure.
Right?
Well, you know, like the Breister is the Breister, you know? He needs to be strong.
Yeah. Breister is synonymous with testosterone.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it did mess with him for a while.
Well, he just had no idea what was going on.
He could do a commercial for it or something. He could be the spokesperson for it.
Hey, everybody. It's the Breister here for testosterone. And let me tell you about this. You see a lot of guys out there running around. They're a little bit left of center. You know what I mean? Real low testosterone. Probably more than estrogens. They got all that stuff running through their system. I'll tell you. So I went to the old doctor. You know, he gave me the finger test, and I ran a couple of, you know, I was like, boy, I don't like that. One bit.
but can you run my run my blood? He did. Turns out your testosterone low. Well, not anymore. Good God damn it! I rubbed this magical cream all over this body, and I am an Adonis now. I'm telling you, look at this. Look at these arms. Look, touch them. Touch them through the TV screen. Touch it. Go ahead. Put your hand on the screen to get a good feel of that. That's right. Look at this chest here. Look at my chest here, you sons of bitches. It's growing in like gangbusters again. That's right.
Oh, my God. Oh, he would sell it, dude.
He would.
He really would. He tried. I mean, he's not trying to, but in him talking, just even to me, I'm like, well, I should just, like, go and see where mine's at. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I got mine done. They didn't, when they did my physical, they did mine. Yeah, they didn't do yours?
They did not do my testosterone level at all.
Oh, I know. It was good.
I don't know. Like, and I think my dad, I don't even know if, I think he asked and he did it. And they did it or whatever, but I don't think I've ever had my testosterone levels checked.
Yeah, it was part of my physical. They did a whole
unless it's test. There and they just were like, well,
I think you have, sometimes mine you have must to ask be, for it.
Or it's like I had a blood test and it's normal, mm-hmm. so they were just they like, well, we're never even going to talk to you about it.
They didn't tell me, but I was able to look it up in the app.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
My doctor,
yeah.
All the results came in, and so I was able to look it up there. Mm-hmm. Anthony has a comment here. You actually get these testosterone pellets sewn into your ass? Is that right?
I do. Yeah. Hey guys, great show.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, I go. You go every 3 months. First time I got them done, I mean, you're sore for about a week, and then after that, it just has to get into your system, and it's amazing. I mean, I dropped weight, probably about, like, right now I've been on, like, 6 times I've gone, so a little over a year. Dropped about, like, 25 pounds. You know, I'm an animal in bed.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And I feel like I'm 10 years younger. It really brought, I mean, I'm 38, so... I mean, I literally feel amazing.
What made you, like, what was going on that you decided, I got to look into this?
Oh, I was exhausted. I'd come home from work, go right to bed, take a nap for, like, 2 hours. Then, you know, I'll get into the gym and, you know, I wasn't performing the way I used to. And I was like, oh, my God, this is brutal. And then my fiance is a lot younger than me. She's 28, so we got 10 years, and she's a maniac, so she wants it every day, and I just couldn't keep up. So I was like, I got to do something. And then I don't know if you remember, but I called before, and I'm the Cialis guy.
Oh,
and,
okay, yes.
So, you know, it I got works. That as well, and I'm telling you, the combination of testosterone therapy with Cialis, ridiculous. It changed my life, so... definitely don't be like a lot of people get scared. They don't want to go to the doctor. Go and do it. Go get yourself checked.
One more question for you. They inject this pellet. They have to inject it right into your ass cheek. Is it painful?
Yeah.
And does it leave a scar?
They numb you up. So they do like a little slice in your butt cheek, mm-hmm. and then they just stuff them in. They look like little pieces of rice, and then you feel a lump in your butt. But other than that, like uncomfortable driving home, you know, sleeping for a few days. And then I'm a carpenter, so I'm all over the place, climbing ladders and stuff. So I think I feel it more. But somebody like you guys, I don't know if you guys, you know, sit down all day or whatever, but it might affect you guys more, yeah. But after like a week, it goes right away. Ice packs, you know what I mean?
All right, man. Appreciate the info. Thanks for calling in.
Have a good one.
Yep, see ya.
So he gets the same thing.
Younger girlfriend will do.
Oh, yeah.
You got to do all this stuff.
I got to go to the doctor. I got to get a pellet in my ass for her.
Yeah.
Right? But you'll do it.
Well, I'm on my way to pellet town for sure.
How many guys are going to want a pellet now?
Yeah.
Sure.
My whole lower half would be made out of robotic material.
Voice changing technology.
You have to.
Let's go to Anonymous.
Crazy time.
Hey, Anonymous, how are you?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good. You did testosterone for a bit.
I did it for 4 years. It was great. You guys are all talking about the highs of it.
Yeah.
But no one really talks about the lows. So I did it for 4 years. Same thing. I was going home tired, couldn't play with the kids, had to go to sleep. Didn't want to have sex. No sex drive whatsoever. Hopped on this stuff. Everything was great. Lots of sex. Like, oh, too much sex. You know, like, you know, facial hair was coming in. I was putting on some muscle. I got off of it in about 4 years, and nothing worked. I had a rubber dinger. I couldn't get an erection.
After you got off testosterone?
Correct. Okay. I got super chubby, moody after. You know, all those things go along with it. Like, it would not work. I became 100% dependent on Viagra at the age of 34.
Okay, but so here's a question, though. Like, were you taking more than you should have, or was it totally doctor recommended, or...
Everything was, I did like a therapy program, so like, yeah, went there, had the blood work done. They recommended, like, this is the dosage you're going to do, and this is the program we're going to do it for, and how long, and kind of like, you know, my benefits were kind of getting kicked down, and I, you know, like, was getting off of it, low doses, dosing down. And then, like, once you put that testosterone in your body, like, your body doesn't naturally create it anymore. So they kind of give you these, like, this high pyramid style. You go high, and then they work you all the way down to, like, you're not taking any, and your body's supposed to kind of keep up and create it. But
and your body
it
didn't.
It depends on how much you take, and it was rough. So had to get right back on it. Things were great for a while, but, you know, it's nerve-wracking, and then you always have that thought in the back of your head, I can't get off this. You know,
yeah, you become addicted to it.
It's definitely different.
All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think, like, you know, you got to be real careful, like I said. Like,
yeah, you can't abuse it.
You can't abuse it.
You
got to
make sure you actually need it.
You know, and the other thing is, like, it's crazy to hear guys who are like, yeah, you know, like, I'm 34. I was on it for 4 years, and it's gone. It's like, listen, you know, like, my dad's 75 years old. You know what I mean? Like, that's... He's like, I'm taking it.
Right. Doesn't care.
I don't give a... When I was 35, I would have ran you over, just sitting still, and then I would have stomped you into the dirt because my testosterone was so high.
This one, I do the testosterone shots every 2 weeks with a large one-inch needle. He said, I just wanted to get a beard. I'm 25, but I ended up getting a beard on my ass and back instead.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you got
to
watch.
Testosterone shots just to get a beard?
Well, dude, that's the thing. Like, so, like, for me, like, I already know my testosterone level is high. Yeah. I'm super hairy. I've lost all my hair. Mm. That's the other thing. You know, testosterone being high, you go bald and you get hairy, you know? So I am the Brysters creation, you know? But I just hope that one day I'm like, I just don't feel like it. I need to, you know, get back in the game. I might have to.
This one, I give my husband injections every 2 weeks.
I hope it's when I'm 75.
It's amazing for him. So many benefits, but it is a controlled substance, so we can't get it filled early since men abuse it. Sex is better. His mood improved. He's more muscular. He's 45, and he's like a real man's man again, she says. Mm-hmm. And someone said, my brother-in-law got the cream, but it made his temper super bad. He had to go off it. Have you noticed, like, any changes with your dad?
Yeah, Brysters easy living. You know, he's got nothing to worry about anymore. Yeah. He's retired. It's like the time to do it. If you're already an angry guy.
Yeah, it might just propel that.
You know what I mean? Mm. Like, the Bryster on testosterone when I was living in his house would have been a disaster. I'd be dead.
Oh, if he had the testosterone at peak craziness?
At peak, he hated life.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And was just so ready to just kill everyone.
He'd be the Hulk, right?
Oh, my God. It would have been so bad. Like, he would have just ran right through a garage door after me.
Right through it.
Just a picture of the Brysters running through.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.